So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome to the Business Growth Show. My name's Dan Latter. So in today's session, I want to talk to you about your website. Websites are obviously very, very important. And actually, they've got less important as time's progressed, and we actually spend most of our time now on social media. In fact, if you look at Google, everybody used to go to Google, type in what we wanted to do, and then we go to the website. And interestingly, social media now, the next website after Google people go to is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those kind of things. And actually, it all goes via apps. So whilst in the 90s, it was like everybody needed a website, and in the noughties, everybody needed a website, in the 10s, it was getting less website orientated and more Facebook orientated, almost social media orientated, I should say. And then when we got into the 20s, here we are right now, we're using apps on our mobile device. We still have websites, and that's important to do. And there's some extra funky things that we can do with a website these days, which I'm going to talk about shortly. But most of the time, people are hanging out on social media. So in marketing terms, we have a phrase which is fish where the fish are. The fish are no longer on your website. Like, they might go to your website, you might be driving traffic back to your website, but actually, where do people hang out these days? Where do people go when they're going to go out on the internet? Well, they're in apps, they're on the Instagram app, or they're on Facebook on the desktop, or they're in LinkedIn, or they're anywhere but your website. So the first question is, have websites still got a relevant position in 2020? Well, the answer is yes. And the reason why the answer is yes is that you don't own Facebook, you don't own Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram, but you do own your website. And if you're investing a lot of time and money just driving traffic onto your Facebook page, which is not a bad thing per se, but you want to be not just driving them onto a Facebook page, you want to be driving them into a Facebook group, into a LinkedIn group, and onto Twitter, and building a community and engaging around that. But ultimately, you want to be driving them back to your website. And this is the reason why you should be doing that. When somebody lands on your website, you can hit them straight away with a retargeting advert on Facebook, which sends them straight to a product page or a Facebook group. And the whole point of Facebook groups is really to get engagement with people. Like, we're going live right now inside my Facebook group. And at some point, we'll get engagement either on this video or on other videos. And we're building rapport and engagement, and people get to know, like, and trust us. And so that's all very good. But for someone to buy something from us, we've got to push them back to the website, because that on the website is where all our products are. And then when they land on the website, if I land on a page for social media marketing, we can serve them with a social media marketing advert. If they're landing on a website for property sourcing, we can serve them up with a property sourcing advert. And so this is really why you want people going back to your website. Plus, in addition, we don't own Facebook. Just imagine if you would 10 years ago, you put all your marketing dollars or pounds or euros into MySpace. Imagine that for a second. You had 100,000 people on a MySpace group, which is amazing. And then MySpace, like, who the heck, like, people don't even know what MySpace is. You ask a 23-year-old about MySpace, like, I don't know what you're talking about. What, I don't understand what's MySpace. And yet people spent an awful lot of money putting people into groups on MySpace and driving them to their profile on MySpace, and the thing doesn't even exist anymore. And what happens if Congress in the US comes and breaks up Facebook, and Facebook no longer exists in its current form? You've got no control over this, and this is what worries me. Still to this day, it doesn't keep me up at night because we've solved this problem, okay? We've got content going out on iTunes. We've got content going out on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're live right now on YouTube, and we're live on Periscope and in my group right now as well. This then gets converted into a podcast. So we've got all these different ways of getting people to listen to our message. But we're not qualifying those people in any way, shape, or form. And we're not selling to these people in any way, shape, or form. We're just saying, here we are, and here's some valuable information that you might be able to use in your business. Now, you should be doing exactly what we're doing. When we go to close a client, we're driving them back to the website with an offer. There's a product page on there, and there's an offer on that product page. They can decide to buy or not. But if they get to the page, we can serve them up with another advert so we can get them re-engaged with a particular product or service, whatever it happens to be. But if you're not doing any of that, you're just going live on Facebook and there's no intention of driving people back to your website, you're missing a trick. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't be going live on Facebook and getting engagement, building goodwill, building trust and reassurance and honesty and authenticity and all those good things, because you clearly you should be doing that. But also, you should be driving people back to your website because you own the website and you have more control over it. You can put a pop-up form, download a free guide, book in your calendar for an appointment with me. There's all this different stuff that you can do through your website. But you should be driving people from social media, from iTunes, from YouTube, always driving them back to your website. So then once they're on your website, you can send them where you want to go to. You can see what the stats are. You can see how well people are engaging with your content, or how many people are clicking the link, or how many people, or I should rephrase it, how long people are staying on your website. In the 90s and noughties, it was always about having a sticky website, which meant people stay on your website for as long as possible. Now, clearly, in 2020, that's not as relevant because people going on your website, they do one or two, three pages maximum, and then they go back to Facebook. They go on somebody else's website, they do two or three pages, they go back to Twitter. They go on somebody else's website, two or three pages, they go on to LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And if you're not on YouTube, if you're not on Instagram when they're coming off your website, you know, you've missed a trick. And the key here is you've got to put out a significant amount of content. You've got to be all what in all places at all times. Omnipresent, I should say. Omniscient means all-knowing. Omnipresent means everywhere all at once. You've got to be everywhere. I remember one of our landlords, going back 15 years ago, so it's before Facebook, before social media, but he said to me, one of the reasons we use you, Dan, for renting our properties, everywhere I went on the internet, there you were. The lettings agency, and we owned Google, by the way, in Leeds in these days. We were driving 35,000 unique visitors a month back to the lettings agency website. And all of this was through keyword optimization, by the way, because social media didn't really exist back then. We had no choice then to do this. If you type nightclubs in Leeds, my page was number one for nightclubs in Leeds. And people go, well, what's the point of that? You're a letting agent. The idea is if you've got someone coming up from London or Southampton or Plymouth or whatever, and they're coming up to Leeds as a student, guess what we're going to look at? Nightclubs in Leeds. And there we are giving our viewpoints. Obviously, we had to test them. Giving our viewpoints and all of them. And if some of those people stayed and clicked the link and went and looked at properties, one or two of those people might have rented a property. This is how we got 35,000 unique visitors a month going back to our website. And obviously right now, things like service accommodation, short-term lets we call them going back 10, 15 years ago, we used to own the first page of Google. We had various websites set up. We don't have them anymore. Various websites set up so that we own first page of Google. So when you type serviced accommodation, you got us. When you typed in short-term let leads, you got us. Obviously, now there are apps around. So you now just go to one single place and you have all of the serviced accommodation there. And it's the same with car buying. And it's the same with Rightmove. You've got Auto Trader for cars. You've got Rightmove. And if those exist, then your business needs to be on those. But in addition to that, you can't just stop there. Because when they go off an app and then they go onto the website or they go onto social media, you have to be present for people to see you. It used to be, you know, people get 3,000 marketing messages every single day. Like, it's nowhere near that now. It's more like 10,000. Like, how many marketing messages are you getting every single day? Everywhere you go, everything's got a logo on it. Everything's got a call to action. Podcasts, videos, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like the content that goes out on across all those platforms, how many ads are you being served every single day? That's in the hundreds, right? Just on Facebook alone, how many times do you visit Facebook every day and how many times you get served a different ad from a different client? And if you're not there, people aren't seeing you. So this is why having an amazing website isn't enough. Believe me, you still need a good website, and more than having a good website, you've got to have content on your website. More than that, you've got to have all this social media content going out so that when people leave your website or leave somebody else's website, they can't help but know that you're around. Why do you think we go live so often as we do? Because Facebook pops up and goes, Dan's live. And you go, it's there again. That's a marketing advert right there. It's a marketing bit of content that goes out, even though you might not stay and watch this, or you might download it, or you might plug in and go, yeah, it's live, and you might not take on any content at all. Trust me on this when this happens. When you go live the 100th time and someone's seen it, go, it's live again. Maybe I'm going to watch one of these. That person at some point is highly likely, let me rephrase that, there's a higher probability that that person is likely to use your products and services than if you don't go live. And if you, you know, if you're producing one piece of content a month, it's just not enough. It could be a 30-minute piece of content. I would rather you do 30 pieces of one-minute content in length than having one giant 30-minute piece of content. I've already gone live twice on YouTube today, mostly for keyword optimization purposes. But this is live as well, for example. But I am continually going live. And the more content that I create, the more content I can share in a year or two's time, or a week's time, or a month's time, the more that people are going to see me, the more value people are going to get from that content. And the more people are going, this guy's everywhere. I need to look at what this guy does. Maybe he can help us. Maybe he can do for us what he's doing for himself, which we can, by the way, and we've got the testimonials to prove that with our clients. But this is what you've got to be doing. We're in 2020, folks. Where do the fish, where the fish are, where do the fish live? The fish live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, podcasting. They're in Facebook groups. They're in LinkedIn. They're on all these different places. They're on your website. You're in, you know, YouTube Live. You've got to be putting the content out so that people can see you. Content, content, content. And when you've got enough content out there, then you can get content you've already done. You can start posting that out on social media and constantly giving out value such as this. You know, people watching this are going, this is a really good reminder of what I need to be doing, but I just haven't got the time, which is fine. That's not a problem. We use the 90-10 rule. The 90-10 rule is you do 10%, we'll take that 10%, and we'll formulate a 90% of content out of that 10%, and then we'll schedule it and it goes out. So that when people on your competitors' websites, they go back on Facebook, they see you. And then they click the link, they go to your website, they go onto Instagram, guess who they're going to see? They see you in the feed. And this is what's really important, because Facebook's a little bit different with the algorithm. Facebook tends to show you the same things over and over again. On Twitter, it's just a feed. You know, I've got 14,000 people on my Twitter feed, and their Twitter feed, you know, it goes so fast, and it doesn't generally show the same content again and again. Gary Vee posts every minute on Twitter. Literally every single minute on Twitter, Gary Vee's posting something. You can't do that on Facebook because it overwhelms the algorithms, but understanding what the difference between these is really important. But I'd rather you overwhelm the algorithms and do one piece of content every single month, because you ain't going to get anywhere with just a single piece of content every month. It's 2020. This, if you're watching on YouTube right now or watching in the Facebook group, this is modern day TV. If you're listening to this as a podcast, this is modern day radio show. People listen to this. In fact, one of our clients just got invited to a birthday party from one of the mums at her children's school. And the reason is, they don't speak, the reason is she was listening to my client's podcast while she was cooking in the kitchen. Feels like she knows her. And invited her to a kid's birthday party. I mean, how cool is that? This is where you need to be. It's 2020, folks. And if you're not operating at this level, creating content, and then driving people from that content back to your website, you're severely missing the trick. And your business has to evolve into this. Because if you're not, your competitors are evolving instead of you. And guess where your customers are going? They're not going to you, they're going to your customers. Hope that's useful for you. We are live again on probably Monday next week. I'm flying into I'm flying into UK on Wednesday, and then I'm in a training on Friday. I'm going to try and go live on Wednesday on the Property Cash Flow Show, but it might be on my mobile phone at the hotel that I'm staying at. But if you can join me then, that would be really cool. Other than that, we'll catch up with you next week. Lots of content going out on YouTube. If you've not seen that, then go and take a look at that. Other than that, we'll catch up with you on the next live broadcast. My name's Dan Latta. Have a great week, folks. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.